Topic number 1, family. A family is a social unit consisting of a mother, father and children. They share certain goals and values and live together in one home. Family's values are to love, to take care, help each other, support one another and so on. The family is an institution that provides protection, education, socialization and care for the aged, sick or disabled. Nuclear family / immediate family, father, mother, son, daughter, brother, sister. Extended family, grandfather, grandmother, great-grandfather, great-grandmother, grandson, granddaughter, uncle, aunt, cousin, nephew, niece, godmother, godfather. In-laws, father-in-law, mother-in-law, sister-in-law, brother-in-law. The family fulfills a biological, sociological, emotional, economical and educational function. A functioning family shows a strong relationship between its members. Biological function, to have children. Sociological function, family belongs to society, family creates society and it is its part. Emotional function, members of the family share their feelings, parents teach children how to love, and they give them love and of course support their emotions. Children are sometimes angry, happy, and moody, when they show their emotions. Economical function, both parents should work and make money for the family to satisfy needs. Family is not only part of society, but family is also economical unit. Earning money and spending money are processes connected with economy. Educational function, family teaches children and parents many different things like how to walk, how to talk, how to do the shopping, how to get to school, how to read, how to keep promises, how to achieve something in your life, how to help one another and so on. Human needs are love, protection, responsibility, support, acknowledgement and so on. There are higher and lower needs. A baby becomes a family member immediately after being born. However, there are some exceptions. Orphans and abandoned children grow up in orphanages and foster homes where they get or should get love from their biological parents and siblings. There are charity organizations that look for parents who could adopt a child. Adopting a child is a very long process. Couples have to go through different checks on their origin, age, financial situation, relationships, living conditions and so on. Orphans are children who do not have parents because they died. Abandoned children have parents but they do not care about children. Domestic chores, hovering, sweeping, ironing, cleaning, tidying up, making the bed, washing up, dusting, doing the shopping, folding clothes, polishing the shoes, taking out the rubbish. Generation gap is a broad difference in values and attitudes between one generation and another, especially between parents and their children. For example, there is a real generation gap in their choice of music, clothes, habits, hairstyle. Age, newborn, baby, infant, toddler / ankle biter, school age child, adolescent / teenager, youngster / juvenile, young adult, adult / grown up, middle-aged person, elderly / senior, citizen / pensioner. Expressions, the same age as me, when I was your age, people are the same ages, when you get to my age, at the age of 43, you do not look your age. Many older people think that the young generation is interested in money. But elder people often don't understand this age. You cannot teach an old dog new tricks. You are only as old as you feel. What does it mean modern family? Modern family is monogamous and egalitarian. Married couples are expected to live faithfully without having love affairs. Explain the following words, spinsters and bachelors, to live in the same dwelling, to be engaged, to get divorced, single parent family, widow, widower, step parents, foster family, christening, funerals, weddings. Celebrations, Christmas, New Year, Easter, Halloween, St. Valentine's Day, birth, wedding. Talk about your family and describe a family member. Types of body, hair, eyes, Describe his or her face, round, oval, clothes, character, hobbies and so on.